Well, greetings, everybody. The title of my teaching tonight is Deep and Wide. I trust you will see our current themes of working together and powerful prayer. The woman at the well in John chapter 4, verse 11, tells Jesus, "The well is deep." This was Jacob's well. The wells in Palestine can be 65 to 100 feet deep.
Wow.
A rope is fastened to a bucket or a jar, and sometimes by means of a pulley. As you know, water is heavy, so this must have been quite a feat to do. No wonder the woman answered in verse 15, "Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come thither to draw." But that wasn't what this was about, as he told her in verse 14. "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life," or in other words, eternal life. I was so blessed when Jeannie pointed out the other day that eternal life is about a relationship with God. If you guys can hear me, I know I talk soft sometimes. So my experience with this concept happened this last Monday when I prayed about going to see my wonderful family friend June, who was dying. She was not alert when I came, but I said my goodbyes and thank yous. And after about 10 minutes or less, she passed on. She was an amazing 104 years old. But what we shared in that room, her daughter, son, and I, was not her years, but her relationships and how she touched so many people in her life. Her daughter hugged me and told me how relieved she was this vigil was over. I know I will see June again.
Amen.
Amen. So God is about building his family, and we all play our unique roles. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6, Paul says, "I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase." God had me on another planting mission, which I will share in a minute. So turn to your Bibles in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. And I'm going to read this. Hopefully I have this queued up here in the NLT version. And this is part of Paul's prayer that we've been looking at. In verse 14, "When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your heart as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love." Isn't that neat?
Beautiful.
"And keep you strong." That's what roots do. "And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now, all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Amen?
Yeah.
So, infinitely more than we ask or think. I love that. So, last year, my cousin, who is not a believer yet, asked me to pray the number 850. She didn't tell me why, but I figured it was the amount she wanted to get from selling her parents' home, who have passed on. So her plan was to interview at least three realtors. The first realtor was Zachary. He later wrote to her, "When I pulled up into the driveway to your Lime Valley home, November 24th, I was unaware of the incredible person I was about to meet. Side note, and to have such an incredible journey." They had a two-hour conversation about growing up in Hamul and losing parents. He had just lost his mother. He and his wife, Rochelle, are Christians. And Cousin Lisa was on board with that, too. Any big connections, she called them, were welcome. The realtor interviews were over. In February 2022, Lisa came back from her home in Portland to begin the arduous task of clearing out generations of stuff. I'm sure some of you have experienced that. She, her niece, and I spent many days going through it all, laughing. Why so many wine and beer openers when you never drank? Why so many screwdrivers? It was amazing. We cried and shared family stories. Some were new to each of us because we were such different ages. We also spent time with Zachary and Rochelle and developed a wonderful friendship. They were so blessed with Lisa's tireless work and cooperation. They knocked off $10,000 from their commission.
Wow.
We called these blessings divine moments. In June, when everything was final, I sent a thank you to Rochelle and Zachary, and he replied. And I'm going to read you what he said. "Thank you for the kind email. Meeting Lisa, you, and Dana was a blessing to me, to us. As you said, there were so many divine moments. Being a fellow believer, I know you can appreciate all the ways in which God was involved. God really showed up the day we were set to meet Lisa and discuss her five offers. Side note." This is from me. "Her plane was delayed, or this part of the story would not have happened. 43 minutes before the meeting, an unbelievable phone call." Sorry, Jeannie. I know you don't say that's a word we shouldn't
no,
say. So an unbelievable phone call was received from a longtime Hamul resident, the Hansons, who were looking to purchase a Hamul home for their children and grandson. The offer was cash, but was contingent on the sale of the El Cajon home their daughter and family were currently living in. Mrs. Hansen said the words to us, this feels like a God thing, and we trust that His hand will guide us through this process. And I'll just tell you, I heard him also tell me that she wasn't going to call because the deadline had already passed, and her husband kept after her and said, go ahead and call, go ahead and call. So that's a miracle too. And Zachary says, these are the words I have lived by my whole career. There were tears on all sides once the full degree of similarities came to light. Lisa had told me she's like 15 years younger than me, so a lot of her stories I didn't know, you know, because I was doing my own thing. But she had very treasured memories of growing up where she could walk to her own grandparents because they lived just across the hill there. So this home would mean a grandson would have close access to both grandparents.
Wow.
Because they both lived in this area. So, the offer was accepted. Many were praying for a successful closing for the El Cajon home at the fourth open house. 15 minutes before we closed up for the day, a couple walked in after following our trail of open house signs. And this is another side note. My Lisa. We drove up there to go see the house, and we saw the signs, and she goes, these signs are terrible. They were very subtle, you know, they were like brown and not very flashy. And she goes, they need to have some big flashy signs out here. They didn't stand out enough for her taste. But anyway, so a couple walked in after following our trail of open house signs, remarked that they didn't, the couple fell in love with the house. They had not known about the listing prior to seeing the signs. 24 hours later, we had a cash offer with a 10-day close, translating to a 39-day total escrow. Signed Zachary and Rochelle. So remember that 850 number,
right?
I prayed for. The house sold for 950.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. God truly does abundantly above, infinitely more than we ask or think. And sure, there are bumps in the journey. This one had them for sure, too. And patience was needed. But what God offers us is deep and wide. Enjoy the song.
Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful.